So this question is titled, Your Restroom, My Problem, and I think I may be wanting to make my cousin squirm just a little bit. Bathroom talk, right, cuz?
Mission accomplished.
Okay, gotcha. So this actually makes our listener squirm as well. So let's give a listen to the problem that she is experiencing. And my hope is that we can tackle this one without saying that she's going to experience this in all the homes of all the types of people she's visiting.
Hello, Lizzie and Dan. First, I would like to say thank you for the podcast. I love listening and learning new ways to treat others with consideration, respect, and honesty. I'm certainly a kinder person for it. My question today is one that I've dealt with on many occasions and has caused me a good amount of etiquette stress every time it comes up. A little background here. I'm a somewhat recent college graduate, and at this point in our young careers, my friends and I all spend a lot of time traveling to see each other across the state and across the country. We love to get together in person, and it's so fun to explore new towns. However, I found during these travels, many of my male friends who graciously host me do not have waste baskets in their bathrooms. And as a woman, there are certain things I would prefer to dispose of in the restroom. As you can see, this often becomes an awkward situation. I don't want to make my host feel uncomfortable or like they aren't being a good and wonderful host. So how do I address this? Thank you.
Oh, Christina, I appreciate your question, having totally been there, because you can't really say that in this situation. I'm sorry. Not as easily.
No, but I've been in bathrooms that weren't maintained well for a guest.
And that's really tough. I would love to just say that I love that you recognize that your male hosts are graciously hosting you. And I definitely don't want male hosts to get a bad rap, especially young male hosts. I think I just want to be careful of that. But what I will say is that the problem you're experiencing is real. I, too, don't love disposing of certain things in other trash cans around the house. It's not fun. You want to be able to kind of keep all of your bathroom dealings in the bathroom. I would feel confident asking my host, oh, is there a waste bin in the bathroom? Because then maybe it's hiding under something. You just have no idea. It at least clues them into your guest is needing something that's not there, but you're not saying, I need something you're not providing. I'm asking, where is this thing that's very typical to find in this room, and I actually am wanting to be using it. And I think that would be the place that I would start at. Now, let's just say you didn't feel comfortable making that ask in someone's home. If you do notice while you're in the bathroom before you're needing that receptacle, I would consider doing something. You know, when you travel, you often have like a dob kit or like a little bathroom kit that has all your toiletries and everything. I apologize if this is not as delicate as some might like, but you could very easily keep either one of those little dog bags that dog owners have if you wanted something that was colored so that no one, you know, there's no see-through. You could also keep a small kind of plastic, Ziploc baggie in there. And then you're able to put the items that you need to in there. I would probably still wrap them up in tissue before I do it. And then put that in your dob kit. So the kind of
emergency trash bag.
You got it. It's like you create, that's such a great way to put it, Dan. That's, yeah, you create an emergency trash bag that has kind of an element of discretion, and you're using it by bringing your dob kit into the bathroom and bringing your dob kit out, and it's like you're smuggling out your items that you would rather dispose of in the bathroom, but that's not an option. And that might just be a way to prep yourself for these particular trips. This is a tricky little one, though. It's a funny little one. It's a funny etiquette issue.
I like the way you're thinking solutions. One that's engage with your host and one that's take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And having both of those options, I think, helps you maybe feel less trapped or exposed.
Yeah.
I also like including this question because it is a great reminder to take care of your guests, to try to think about your guests and to think about all the aspects of your house. That it's clean, that it's ready. Sometimes it's just having a clean bar of soap in a bathroom or a hand soap that's in a dispenser so that some people are uncomfortable sharing the same bar of soap that's been in a shower or that's been on a sink.
Yes.
It can be as something as little as that that can really help a guest feel really taken care of. Maybe you were running around your house emptying trashes and you just forgot to get it back into the bathroom. Sometimes there's a certain flurry
Hecticness.
Of activity and that results in disruption before a guest arrives. Also being ready to Spring 2, to spring into action to help accommodate or take care of a guest if something does come up, is another part of good hosting that I think is the reciprocal good manner that's, I think, important to think about whenever we're talking about the host-guest dance.
Yes, and it's funny because I don't think about this when in our big book of etiquette, it talks about the things that a host might keep in their bathroom, but feminine hygiene products are something that we suggest you have on hand, and I just want to put the reminder out there that when we say host, we are thinking of any gender. And so it's not a bad idea. You might not be as familiar with them. You can always ask someone who does use them what might be good supplies to keep on hand. But it's not a bad idea. It really provides your guests with options. And in an emergency, it can be a real, I don't want to say game changer or lifesaver, but it can really make your guests feel comfortable.
And would probably be appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your question. I know this isn't the most delicate territory to go into, but I'm really glad you gave us the opportunity to talk about it.